Hi, dictation for Miss Elisa Cook. ALYFFA COOK. Elisa Cook. Date of service is 1/9/2025. Date of birth is 5/16/2004. And the patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Date of accident is 5/25/2024. The patient was a passenger on the left side. And rear passenger on the left side, and the car had an accident where it was rear-ended by another car, leading to injuries to the face, both knees, contusion of the both knees, as well as ribs and left arm, headaches, mild headaches, associated with dizziness and loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient started having pain in the chest area, on both lower chest, left shoulder, some pain in the neck, left side of the upper back, in the muscular area of trapezius, and occasionally to the lower back. Patient also had been found to have a fracture, avulsion fracture of the left foot, diagnosed by the podiatrist on October 15, 2024, when she was having extreme pain, which was it was not diagnosed. The MRI for the neck, which was done, didn't show much except for tiny, shallow midline protrusion at C5-6, not explaining any symptoms. The patient has been ordered a MRI for the lumbar spine, as well as for the MRI for the lumbar spine was ordered, and we do not have the report right now. And patient was also referred to neurology, psychiatry, as well as for neuropsych evaluation for issue of depression, anxiety, as well as for ongoing brain trauma, mild brain trauma. A left knee MRI was also ordered, 10/31/2024. So far, I do not have the report of it. And hence, the patient is continuing treatment with physical therapy, for which I do not have the records. The urine drug screen has been done off and on, and she has been placed on medications. Patient report that her pain in the left foot is around 3 to 4. Left knee pain is around 9. Neck pain is none, and lower back pain is 4. She has had a MRI at Basha, and it was found that in the left knee MRI, there is a capsulitis as well as popliteal muscle is tender. And the patient was advised that she may consider having injections to this area. MRI for the lumbar spine, I do not have the report right now at the time of the patients. Her pain is usually 4 most of the time to maximum 5. ADLs are affected 4. And patient report 20% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the records for the ADLs for the system review for additional issues for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is is 128/80, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, that day, which is day 12/12/2024. Dictation number is 1220-005. The examination of the both the knees is equivocal. They are appearing completely normal, and the anterior posterior apprehension Steinman test, the McMurray sign test are all negative. Patellar apprehension is also negative. However, due to the identification of capsulitis and popliteal muscle tenderness and inflammation, patient is advised to consider injection to intra-articular to the left knee to see if that will bring her relief. Regarding the avulsion fracture into the left foot, podiatrist is helping take care of it. I'm not sure if she's going to go for surgery, but she is in a splint for the non-bearing splint for the foot. Her MAPs have been reviewed. She's ordered to continue to physical therapy for now. For the left knee pain, left ankle pain, for the neck and the lower back. Two times a week with traction massage, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. She's a working regular job. She's also requested to have the chiropractic care, massage, acupuncture for now for further relief. The procedure for the intra-articular injection of left knee was done according to protocol. 5 cc of dexamethasone with Marcan 0.5% was injected. Entire needle was withdrawn. The procedure was done according to the template. The medical indications are based on ongoing pain for last 5-6 months, as well as no relief with conservative treatment and presence of capsulitis by the MRI and tendinitis of the popliteal tendon. Hence, the injection was done to relieve the pain, improve ADL, decrease the need for surgery, and decrease the need for any medications. Otherwise, the patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.